Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I often find myself in a bit of trouble, whether it be because of my words or my actions. I fuck a lot of shit up, I have to apologize a lot, and I get in a lot of situations that I don't really want to be in, and I gotta fucking dig myself out of. And it's so fucking bad, and I don't know if it's fucking karma, but oftentimes, I don't even fucking do anything, and I gotta dig myself out of that situation. That happens all the time. That shit has happened all throughout my fucking life. I don't fucking do anything, or I don't know I do anything. And all of a sudden, I walk into a room and somebody's really fucking pissed off at me. It used to happen when I was growing up all the time. Like, I'd walk in, my mom and dad would be there, all fucking pissy, like, what the fuck? I'd be like, whoa, what did I do? What do I have to apologize for? Because I know I did some shit that you don't know about. Do I have to apologize for that? Do you know about that? What are you mad at me for? Can you tell me? I'm not going to fucking go down the laundry list here and dig myself even deeper. Sometimes it's innocent, or, you know, innocent enough. You know, one time, my cousin, like, doctored a photograph. Now, this was pretty awesome, but there was a picture of a couple people that we knew and their dad, and it looked like the dad was staring at one of the girl's fucking tits. So he fucking, like drew, like, laser eyes down to the chest, and he tagged my name in it because he wanted me to see the photograph. We all understand how Facebook works. We all understand how Facebook tags work. I got tagged in that fucking photograph, and you'd have thought that I walked up to her dad and groped his balls the way she fucking reacted. Like, how the fuck could you do this to me? Like, how the fuck? I was sitting on the couch scratching my ass, and a fucking photo got fucking posted, and I looked at it, and I laughed. What the fuck? I didn't do anything. God damn it. That's one of the problems when you got a dick reputation. You get blamed for fucking everything, whether you do it or not. My reputation at the new job is just starting to grow, so I don't get blamed for everything yet. But I was a part of something recently. The Golden Gun got blamed for something. I'm sitting in the cube at night, and security forces are around. They're all dressed in blue. And this one fucking portly motherfucker with flapjack tits is dressed all in black. And I hate that guy. I want to punch him in the face. And they, like, fucking close off the sections. Blue security guy walks into my cube and he's like, yo, can I talk to you? And I'm thinking, what the fuck did I do now? Now he doesn't want to talk to me. He wants to talk to the Golden Gun. He's like, yo, Golden Gun. One of those cleaning people saw you steal a lollipop. You know anything about that, sir? Like a fucking lollipop. I thought the guy was fucking with him. He was dead serious. This was serious business. This was a fucking recon operation trying to locate a lollipop thief in the fucking cubicles. Golden Gun was fingered. Well, not sexually. He was pointed out by the cleaning crew. They went down to security. They were like, yo, I saw a bald guy with a huge beard steal a fucking lollipop. You get on that shit. And the Golden Gun got collared. So that goes on for a little while. Like, they're just interrogating him about this fucking sucker that he took. Or didn't take. He didn't fucking take it. He was sitting next to me for the last 3 hours. I know he didn't fucking take it. He's talking on the phone. So that shit blows over. They go interview some other people. And we think it's done, you know? We get out at 1 a.m. We go downstairs, and there is this big motherfucker. Like, it's like Lawrence Taylor. Look him up, kids. He was a football player who loved cocaine. Was it cocaine? I don't know. It was fucking drugs. No, I think it was crack. Yeah, he hit it fucking hard, LT. But anyway, he's a big fucking beast of a man. And that's what we got downstairs. Big fucking beast of a man. And he was in like a fucking SWAT tactical jacket. Said security across the front. Here, though, is the most interesting part of that ensemble. Sweatpants. Sweatpants. Big fucking tank of a man. Tactical jacket. Like, I might get shot. I'm gonna need the fucking Kevlar vest. But I want the comfort of these sweatpants. I might need to move a little bit. I gotta get fucking going. And if I have a boner, I want you to see it. I looked. Not there. But he did have something in his pocket. I think it was a gun. It hung down pretty low. I'm like, are you Plexigo Burris? You know what happens? You put a gun in fucking sweatpants? You could fucking shoot yourself in the leg, security guard. We're leaving. LT's like, yo, Golden Gun, can I talk to you for a second? And I just gotta clarify, like, do you need me? Because if you don't, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Doesn't answer me, so I just kept going. Stops the Golden Gun. He's like, all right, what happened up there tonight? Golden Gun's like, dude, what the fuck? Nothing fucking happened. I don't fucking, what the fuck are you talking about? Go through the whole fucking story again. Like, dude, I didn't take a fucking sucker. We actually found out what the fuck happened, too. There was a bowl of suckers that said take one, and some dude took one. And the fucking cleaning crew ratted him out. You fucking rats. You cocksuckers. You're on my fucking list now. Me and the gun are standing outside later that night, and fucking LT comes out with his SWAT jacket. He's got this fucking huge, like, old school, like, muscle car. Takes off his jacket. Takes off the fucking SWAT vest. Tosses it in the trunk. Gets in, and then he speeds at a lot of fucking 80 miles an hour and blows through two stop signs. Like, who the fuck are you trying to impress? You're a fucking 260-pound man. I'm not fucking with you. Now I think you got a small penis because you're trying to overcompensate for something with that fucking car and the fucking speeding. So I'm less impressed with you now. You had a good thing going. Anyway, I will keep you posted on any future crime at the new job. You can keep me posted at crime at your job as well at Johnson Hates You. Got new episodes coming out every Sunday and Wednesday. And you can follow on Podbean, the main hub. Everything is on Podbean. Other big ones. Google Play is a pretty popular one. iTunes, that shit's popular too. And I don't know why I keep mentioning Stitcher. I don't know if anybody listens on Stitcher. I don't give a fuck. But Stitcher's kind of big. And I just think it's cool that I'm there, so I fucking say it.